Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. To start hour two, we want to welcome in Brett Kopp, MSU graduate student, an entrepreneur, and someone who is working hard on a project that's going to help today's students and profs succeed. Hi, Brett. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Just fine. Well, the people at the MSU Alumni Association have a lot of great things to say about you. Tell me about your post-grad work and this project.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. I actually have a lot of good things to say about them. So I started a company called Remind 101, and it's a website that sends students reminders via text message and email to study for their exams or quizzes and homework assignments. And right now we're launched actually only at Michigan State, and the Alumni Association played a critical role in helping us market the product to students on campus and connecting us with professors.
Are you familiar with what went on over the weekend with Startup Weekend Lansing?
I was very familiar. I actually participated in it.
Uh-huh.
I came from Chicago for it, and it was a great, great, great experience.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all that you would have been a part of that. We had Eric Jorgensen on with us at 5:20, and he was explaining how it all came together and the six projects, the businesses that were started. When someone is willing to take an entrepreneurial risk and start a company, what's the biggest hurdle they have to clear?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I mean, I guess from a commodity standpoint, financing is always tough, mm-hmm. getting money. But more so, being 22, 23 years old, a student starting a company, it's really resources. So us as students, we can provide all the energy and the passion in the world, but in most cases, we haven't started a company before, so we lack experience. It's something that the East Lansing, Lansing community, the Alumni Association, the people around that community really have provided and are providing our mentoring and guidance. So that's the number one thing I would say to any students listening to this starting a company is find someone who can help guide you, because it's really tough and it's hard to do on your own.
How do you do it? What's the key?
You be very resourceful, have a decent idea, and you just start. There's no magic formula to it.
I guess the best way to walk is to crawl, right? You just put one leg in front of the other, and eventually you're running. So
yeah, you got to crawl before you walk, and I mean, you really have to ask yourself what's the worst that can happen. And I can put a guarantee on this, and anyone listening can check me, but I really think you'll get a better education actually trying to start a company than maybe sitting and listening to a classroom. And it would be great if you can combine both of those, but you learn so much if you're actually starting a company yourself, because you just have to be relentlessly resourceful and just find a way to get things done.
All right, let's talk about your venture and
sure.
This idea of sending these reminders. You know, this sounds a little bit like one of the projects that was worked on over the weekend, and we talked about that a little earlier in terms of thought back.
Yeah,
getting some ideas sent back to you just when you think you've lost them and forgotten them. But you are reminding students that what their schedules are and what their responsibilities are while they can do something about it.
Yep, that's right. And so we'll simply send a text message or an email to their mobile phone that says, remember to study for your exam, or remember that you have reading due on Thursday at 8 a.m. in this class. And really the reason that I thought of the idea initially, we got rolling with it, because it came out of a genuine need from me. I was a student at MSU 2 years ago. I was a junior, and I was just so overwhelmed with all my classes. And I started thinking, I was like, man, there has to be a better way. And at the same time, I got a text message from a friend, and it just hit me like a brick. Because students, my generation, Gen Y, we have our cell phones attached to our hip pocket.
Right.
So I thought, what if we can combine those two?
Brett Kopp, MSU graduate and entrepreneur, has a great idea of how to keep students on track. And just when they may forget an assignment or lose track of the fact that an exam is right around the corner, they're getting these reminder emails and emails or text messages?
We do both, actually.
You do both. Okay.
Yep.
What response have you had from academia at Michigan State with this?
We've had good and bad response. So we're actually partnered with the telecommunications department. Dr. Konstantinos Kasarias is helping us research if we can enhance student grades. So there's a lot of professors across the university who are interested in using it and piloting it. And, of course, there's some professors who are saying, why do we want to give our students this product? we're taking away all their confidence. They have to learn and make these mistakes on their own by themselves. And the way I perceive that is that our product is simply another tool they can use. It's like an enhanced calendar, for example. So there's been mixed reviews. We have had a lot of positive feedback, and we've actually saved students from missing exams. They've sent messages to us and say, "Oh my God, thank you. I wish I would have had Remind 101 earlier. I was going to miss my exam or a reading assignment, but I just got the reminder to my phone."
Is this the kind of thing that would also apply, Brett, to overworked executives and people in the business world?
Smart man, yeah. We definitely have scaling in mind, and even the healthcare market as well, reminding people to take their medicine. And, of course, there's already companies that are doing that, and we mentioned it earlier in the show, is that you have to crawl before you walk. And so what we're doing at Remind 101 is focusing on doing one thing really, really, really well, and that's just reminding students. It's kind of just so simple. It's just doing that one thing really well.
All right. We have heard that Michigan State University curriculum has things to appeal to everyone, and it's a matter of finding the right niche. But in terms of the entrepreneur aspect of this, what was it in your experience that made you think this is absolutely the thing I have to do right now in 2010?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I'm going to go back to the mentoring. I basically, when I was confused with what I wanted to do with my life, I reached out to all the techies and the directors and CEOs of the community in Lansing and East Lansing, and I basically said, "What do you do for a living?" And they started to explain it to me, and I really liked the idea of working on my own and building something that provides value to people. And one thing led to another, and I graduated, and I said, "I'm not going to take a full-time job. I'm just going to go do this." And here we are a year later, and we're about to start scaling up in the next few months, which I'm pretty excited about.
How did the Alumni Association fall in love with you and your project?
It's more so that I fall in love with them. It was a good relationship. So I had contacted them because I needed some help. It's really hard to start a company, especially being 21, 22 years old. And I reached out to them, and they were able to give me tons of marketing help, physical man hours, some great resources there, and then also some financial resources. They gave me some money to help market the product on campus.
More than 20 MSU students and more than 40 people overall involved in Startup Weekend Lansing. And something tells me this was not the last of those we will see either. I think they're really onto something, and it seems you are too with this entrepreneurial venture. Brett, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it very much. If someone wants more information about what you do, how can they get in contact with you? Is there a website or a way to reach you?
It's just remind101.com, and you can email me at brett@remind101.com. And thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, remind101.com. We'll check that out later. Remind101.com.